Travel with Rick Steves is brought to you by American Airlines, with 4,000 flights to 250 cities in some 40 countries around the world every day. It's easy to book your next flight at AA.com. American Airlines knows why you fly. We're thinking about Christmas, and I'm joined by two friends and fellow tour guides from Rome. I've got Francesca Caruso on the line by telephone from Rome, and Susanna Perucchini is right here in our Seattle area studios. Merry Christmas, Francesca and Susanna.
Merry Christmas to you.
How do you say Merry
Buon
Christmas?
Natale.
Buon Natale.
Buon Natale.
Buon Natale. Let's talk about Christmas in Rome. What's unique about Christmas in Rome?
Well, I think that Christmas in Rome it's a very family thing. I mean, it's not so much about the decorations. It's not so much about the presents. It is being with your family. So I think that the thing that we invest in most is food, for example, to prepare the perfect Christmas Eve meal and the meal on Christmas Day. So there is a saying in Italy that goes, Natale con i tuoi, Pasqua con chi vuoi, which means Christmas with your own family, and Easter with whoever you wish. So absolutely you have to spend it with your family. So something that we traditionally do at Christmas is we go on a walk and we go to the main churches to see the nativity scenes that they set up.
Okay.
And then maybe a quick stop at the Christmas fair in Piazza Navona, and then a concert in the churches. Within the past few years, I have to say, gospels, American gospels, the Italian have discovered an absolute passion for, and they're becoming more and more popular. So we have a lot of singers from the States who come and sing gospel.
Wow, American gospel.
Yes.
Oh, yes,
it's great.
Adore it.
Now, it was fun to look at Susanna as you were saying that phrase. Say the phrase again, Susanna.
Is Natale con i tuoi, Pasqua con chi vuoi.
Now, Francesca talked about the food is important. Susanna, tell me about your image of the classic Roman Christmas feast.
When my mother moved from Padova to Rome, she started to cook differently. So in the northern part of Italy, we use more butter, rice, and of course in the south, tomato. It's a little bit more tasty. So she melted. So far, we have a what I call Veneto-Lazio cuisine. In my house, what my mother cooked wonderfully, and it's very typical from Rome, artichokes.
So Lazio meaning the state of Rome.
Yeah,
Rome
the region.
The state of Lazio.
Yes.
And then Veneto would be Verona in Venice.
Yes, exactly, in
now,
Padova.
Francesca, in Rome, of course, this eel is a big deal, right? What's with the eel on Christmas?
Yeah, I still have a horrible memory of my childhood with my dad bringing the live eel home and the poor eel moving around in the kitchen sink as he had to.
So the eel is flailing around in the kitchen sink as the relatives are coming over for Christmas. You've got a fresh one.
Yes, yes, but that's a great advantage of having an American mother as I do, that she put an end to the eel in the sink. So
an end to the eel, like killing it or ending the tradition and not having it anymore?
Well, not having it anymore.
Okay, so no more eels in your family. Why do they have an eel traditionally for Christmas in Rome?
Because it's fish.
Yes, Christmas Eve is fish, and the Roman specialty on Christmas Eve is fried things. So it can be anything from pieces of vegetable to pieces of fish to pieces of fruit like apple dipped in a very, very light batter and fried. This is the absolutely Roman specialty.
Huh. Now, you mentioned it's a multi-generational thing. It's a time for the family to be together and for the little children. We have St. Nicholas coming and so on. And you've got something called La Befana.
La Befana comes on the 6th of January. And if children have been bad, if they've misbehaved, she will bring them coal, which is normally made of sugar. And if they've been good, she will bring gifts to them.
Oh, so kids get black sugar, like fake coal, but they can eat it like candy?
Yes.
Yes.
Ah. Now, La Befana is like a witch on a broomstick, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And
yes.
You've got your Christmas season that really, for a tourist, if you like all the festivities for Christmas, all the markets and so on, they go until January 6th.
Yes, exactly.
And that's
yes,
Epiphany.
January 6th is the last day of the Christmas vacation.
That was when, I guess that's after 12 days of Christmas.
That's when the Magi.
Yeah.
When the three
yeah.
kings
the
finally
three
brought
kings.
The gifts.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that marks the end of the Christmas
season. That's when we put away our nativity scenes and we take the decorations off the tree.
Because mm-hmm. I've been to Rome many times after Christmas, like for New Year's, and I've got all this Christmas fun on the streets, and it really is this La Befana festivity that
yes,
people are going to.
Yes, absolutely.
And yeah. everybody's on the Piazza Navona, and they have a Christmas market.
Yeah, that is the place where you usually want to see the Befana coming down. Usually they use this big rag doll, mm-hmm. Like La Befana, coming down the roofs of Rome to the main square, which is Piazza Navona. So Piazza Navona is the place where you want to be on the 6th, on the night before.
And just like little kids in America get photographed with Santa Claus, I think little kids in Rome get photographed with this La Befana.
Yes, even though Santa Claus is a Babbo Natale, is something that we know.
Always there. And in Rome, the Presepe is a big deal. That's the local word for manger scenes?
Presepio. Yes.
Presepio.
Yes.
And you find churches work really hard to make beautiful manger scenes.
They really do. They really do. There's some beautiful ones. Even if I have to say, maybe, I think, Susanna, you agree that the most beautiful presepi in Italy are the ones made in Naples.
Exactly.
But we have in the 1700s especially, and we have a fantastic one that's on display all year round in Rome by the Roman Forum, which is absolutely worth a visit. But, you know, even in homes, I mean, I remember when I was a child and we made our nativity scene in our fireplace, and we used to actually move the little figurines, and we put the little figurine of baby Jesus in the crib exactly at midnight on Christmas Eve.
Oh, doesn't the tradition go back to St. Francis?
St. Francis created the nativities to help tell the story of the birth of Christ.
So he was such a creative teacher, and he used that to help tell the Christmas story.
Yeah, we still do it.
And an artist, too, no?
Yeah, yeah. And today, when you go to Naples, you find entire streets dedicated to selling little figurines for the Presepio.
Months ahead of time.
And, of course, the grandest Presepio, the grandest manger scene, is a house the size of a regular house.
Yes.
And it's on the main square at St. Peter's, in front of the church.
Yes. With the big tree.
Well, now, who brings this big tree?
Every year it comes from a different area, and there is a very long waiting list for villages in the mountains and the Alps that want to send it.
So Catholic villages all over Christendom are trying to send the Pope a tree for Christmas. All right. I've been talking with Francesca Caruso from Rome and Susanna Perrocchini right here in our studio, and we're celebrating Christmas all over the world. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Buon Natale.
Buon Natale.
Buon Natale tutti. It's Christmas time. Jolly old England. Big city, London. What's it like? I'm with Tom Cooper and Gillian Chadwick, two Blue Badge guides from London. Tom and Gillian, thanks for joining us this Christmas. How do you celebrate Christmas in London? What tips do you have for travelers that might be visiting London during Christmas?
Definitely go and see all the lights, Harrods and Fortnum and Mason, all the shops.
And Hamleys, the toy store.
So Oxford Circus, that area?
Yeah, and Regent Street. Yeah.
Regent Street, Oxford
Circus. Regent
Street's
the big thing for lights.
Regent Street. And then the great stores. What stores are most famous for their window displays?
Harrods, Fortnum and Mason.
Selfridges.
And Kids, what's the Kids Wonderland?
Kids is Hamleys.
Yeah,
Kids is Hamleys.
And how about classical music and Christmas sort of culture?
There'll be carol concerts all over the place.
Oh,
churches.
Yes, we have the Christmas tree in Trafalgar Square from Norway.
Norway gives? What's the story about that?
Oslo gives.
Because the Norwegian royal family lived in exile in London during the Second World War. And so as a sign of their gratitude, they send us a giant Christmas tree every year.
Yeah. Every Christmas you get a tree from Norway?
Yeah. Specifically Oslo.
The people of Oslo?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting.
They have a sort of lighting thing like you do Christmas trees here. And then they have carols almost every single evening around the Christmas tree.
And all the proceeds go to charity.
Yes.
On Trafalgar Square?
Yes. Yeah.
In front of the National Gallery.
Right in front of the National Gallery with the view of Big Ben down in the distance.
Glorious. And I've noticed it doesn't snow a lot in London, but there's always snow on Trafalgar Square.
Of course.
What do? They make some snow there for the party? I saw the kids there on the snow. It was wonderful.
No, it's targeted snow. We have this special weather which you can target.
Right there, a little microclimate on Trafalgar Square.
Shoot the clouds, Mac.
And one thing.
Ice rinks as well.
Ice rinks. I was going to say, down at Somerset House.
Somerset House, the Natural History Museum.
Tower of London's got one now in the moat as well. They have one there.
In the moat.
Ice rink crazy. Yeah.
Around the tower?
A bit of it.
Wow.
It would be really good if
all around the Tower of London. So there's a lot of fun in London during Christmas
time. And another night, really good place for Christmas to go at is Hampton Court Palace, which is about 30 minutes train ride. And they have loads of Christmas events and they have their own ice rink as well.
And what are the traditional things to eat and drink at Christmas time for you?
Turkey. Stuffing and bread sauce, cranberry sauce.
And this thing
and
called Christmas pudding.
Now, what is Christmas pudding?
Which is this unbelievably rich fruit and suet mix, it should be.
Yes.
Which is boiled, really, isn't it? It's sort of, you put it in a pan with boiling in its own container in boiling water, and slowly over 16 years now, about whatever time, it heats up.
So it's been simmering for
a
long time.
It's pretty heavy.
Yes, it's very heavy.
Is a figgy pudding, is that something at Christmas?
Nearly the same.
Nearly the same.
Yeah.
And mince pies, but they're illegal, aren't they?
Yes.
Why are they illegal?
Thanks to Oliver Cromwell.
Oliver Cromwell banned them in the 17th century.
Well, he banned Christmas.
Yeah.
Oliver Cromwell, what an evil man. You're free to celebrate Christmas now.
Yes.
We can, yes.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas to you in London. Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, you'll be having a happy Christmas up there, aye. Santa might come if you're good.
Travel with Rick Steves is brought to you by American Airlines. With their new Advantage Award booking tool, it's easier than ever to book to over 800 Advantage Award destinations online at AA.com. American Airlines knows why you fly.